Now, when I say tubular metal, the old hippies among you will probably think Mike Oldfield. You would be entirely wrong. And here to set us straight is Colin Bissett.
A defining characteristic of 20th century design is the wish to reduce everything to the bare essentials. If that meant incorporating industrial materials like tubular steel, then so much the better. Gunmakers hollowed out lengths of metal to create gun barrels, but at the beginning of the 19th century, there was a need for long lengths of metal tube for gas lighting in homes and businesses. In 1824, Cornelius Whitehouse came up with a machine that heated, rolled and sealed the metal in one go, creating long tubes that were cheap to make. He went into business, creating pipes for steam engines in ships and gas conduits in buildings. Eventually, they were used for bicycle frames. It was while riding his bike in the 1920s that a young Hungarian student, Marcel Breuer, became inspired by the shape and strength of the handlebars. He was studying at the Bauhaus Design School and would become the head of furniture design there in 1924. Using tubular steel, he came up with first a simple table and then, in 1925, a rather angular armchair he called the Vasily, in honour of a colleague, the painter Vasily Kandinsky. At precisely the same moment, Dutchman Mart Stam also realised tubular steel could be used for chairs, and he mentioned the idea to fellow architect Mies van der Rohe. And so, in the middle of the 1920s, three remarkably similar-looking chairs by the three designers all appeared. All had a barely-there frame with a cantilevered seat. Stam's version used off-the-shelf tubing that needed reinforcement and was therefore rather heavy. Mies used luxurious materials like padded leather to contrast with the chromed steel. And Breuer's metal chair used woven cane as seating and was the one picked up by the original bentwood chair manufacturer Tonne and put into production. The idea inspired other designers, like Charlotte Perriand, who designed a range of furniture for Le Corbusier, and Anglo-Irish designer Eileen Gray, who created a bedside table made from glass and tubular steel that could be raised and lowered. Breuer proclaimed that tubular metal steel was styleless, but it's become shorthand for modernist design, thanks to its simple lines and lightness. Tubular aluminium was even lighter, and when blended with new technology like moulded plastic, it became the classic school or conference chair, like Robin Day's ubiquitous stacking polypropylene chair of 1964. Tubular metal was back in fashion more recently, when no self-respecting hipster cafe was without exposed copper piping to give a suitably industrial look. Today, carbon fibre is used where lightness is essential, allowing chairs that can be lifted with a single finger. But tubular steel stands as a reminder of a time when industrial products made the leap from factory to home, helping shift our ideas of beauty and taste in one fell swoop.
Colin Bissett, the ins and outs of tubular metals.